Hey, Fandango. Thank you very much for tuning back into the Family Guide podcast. We are very happy to be broadcasting from Pixar Animation Studios in Emeryville, California, and we are so happy to be sitting down with the director of Monsters University, the latest film from Pixar. This is Mr. Dan Scanlon. How are you, Dan?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you very much for taking the time. One thing I really wanted to touch on because, you know, for parents who bring their kids to Pixar brands, they're just used to trusting the brand. But in trusting that brand, they expect a sort of humor that is somewhat sophisticated but still appeals to kids. And I'm wondering how much thought goes into, when you guys are putting these pictures together, the fact that you've helped, you know, Pixar as a whole has helped create this sophisticated brand of young moviegoers and what level of humor you can bring to them.
I think that we always think about the films first to just make ourselves laugh.
Okay.
You know, does it make us laugh? And our hope is that if it makes us laugh, it will make other people laugh. And so we're always thinking of, you know, we're always aware that we're making family films, and so the jokes have to be appropriate for kids.
Right.
But we also want to make the mom and dad laugh too. We want everyone to get something out of the film. And most of our humor, our humor is usually very character-based.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you're laughing because you're seeing someone familiar in that character or seeing something that's just true.
Do you also feel like because we know these characters, you have a bit of a lead-in already? That you can hit the ground running with kids? They're very familiar with the characters?
Absolutely. I think kids hopefully grew up with Mike and Sully and love them as much as we love them as characters. And it was fun for us just to write Mike and Sully again because we felt like we were revisiting old friends. That said, we were able to give them sort of new elements to their characters since they're younger in the film, things we didn't know about them in the first film.
I definitely want you to emphasize that this is Mike's story. A lot of this is going to be told through his perspective, whereas, you know, the first one was a nice mix of their chemistry, but this is really Mike's tale. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, we really felt like this was an opportunity to tell Mike's story, that the idea of Mike in college, the idea that he's you know, going after a big dream of becoming a scarer really appealed to us. It felt like Monsters Incorporated really got an opportunity to learn a lot about Sully. It's a story about both of them in some ways. It is about how they become friends, but it's really Mike is our main hero.
Okay. It's hard to do, but is there an age range that you think it appeals to? I think we already know now that even though it has monsters, the monsters in this universe are not scary, even though they're scarers. It's an odd sort of dichotomy. But.
Yeah, it's definitely very kid and family-friendly monsters. They're very bright and colorful, just like the first film. But again, we're always trying to, like I said, make these films for ourselves and therefore everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty wide variety of people that hopefully will enjoy this movie.
Okay. I love elementary school-aged Mike. And you, at home, when you see this, you're going to fall in love with him also. He's just the sweetest, most endearing character. He has a moment that is, no pun intended, an eye-opening moment,
mm-hmm.
where he realizes that it's his calling to be a scarer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious if you had a moment like that, that spoke to you, that said, I'm going to do animation.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I loved drawing, you know. I just was one of those little weird kids that would sit in the corner and draw all the time, and I feel like, I don't know that there was a specific moment so much as it was just something I loved doing. However, I loved watching Warner Brothers cartoons, that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
and I just started practicing with animation. Again, don't know that there was a big moment, but I just always loved to draw.
And if parents are listening and have a kid who is artistically gifted, what path might you send them down? What could they do to possibly land here at Pixar, this magical world?
I would just, you know, encourage them in whatever it is they like to do to draw. My mom was really great in that she encouraged me, but she never pressured me. She
okay.
knew that I liked it, but she never, you know, forced me into intense drawing classes. She understood that it still had to come from me and my interest. And when there were times in my life when I decided, I don't want to draw anymore, I want to be a professional breakdancer, my mom, God bless her, just said, okay, see how that goes. And I always was able to come back to it on my own.
Okay. Very important to emphasize the fact that this is going to be in 3D. And talk to me a bit about the creative decisions you guys have made to make this a must-see theatrical experience so you can experience 3D.
Yeah, I mean, the world is very big and the campus is very big. There are lots of monsters in the background. There are lots of giant buildings. And so I think what 3D really brings to the film is just a depth. You feel like you're in that world. And also, you have to think this is a monster campus, so it's enormous. And I really feel like 3D adds creates that scale in a more interesting way. Mm-hmm. So yes, for sure, I see it in 3D.
Okay. Well, the one thing that we learned here at Pixar is that the director of an animated film has roughly 2 million decisions that must be made behind the scenes to bring a film like this to theaters. So please go out and support Monsters University, folks. It's going to be in theaters on June 21st, and we'd like to thank Dan Scanlon for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.